By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If you can please recite after me, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, another topic, another morning of rise and shine. Yes, my dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, each and every single morning, we begin our day by listening to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. Without further ado, let's move to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu alal Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وللہ ما فی السماوات وما فی الارض
اور اللہ ہی کا ہے جو کچھ آسمانوں میں ہے اور جو کچھ زمین میں ہے
یغفر لمن یشاء ویعذب من یشاء واللہ غفور رحیم
جسے چاہے بخشے اور جسے چاہے عذاب کرے اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے۔
یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا تأکلوا الربا اضعافا مضاعفا
اے ایمان والو سود دونا دون نہ کھاؤ
واتقوا اللہ لعلکم تفلحون
اور اللہ سے ڈرو اس امید پر کہ تمہیں فلاح ملے
وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
اور اس آگ سے بچو جو کافروں کے لیے تیار رکھی ہے
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ
اور اللہ اور رسول کے فرما بردار رہو اس امید پر کہ تم رحم کیے جاؤ
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين
اور دوڑو اپنے رب کی بخشش اور ایسی جنت کی طرف جس کی چوڑان میں سب آسمان و زمین آ جائیں پرہیزگاروں کے لیے تیار رکھی ہے
الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين
وہ جو اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرتے ہیں خوشی میں اور رنج میں اور غصہ پینے والے اور لوگوں سے درگزر کرنے والے اور نیک لوگ اللہ کے محبوب ہیں
والذین اذا فعلوا فاحشة او ظلموا انفسهم ذکروا اللہ فاستغفروا لذنوبهم
اور وہ کہ جب کوئی بے حیائی یا اپنی جانوں پر ظلم کریں اللہ کو یاد کر کے اپنے گناہوں کی معافی چاہیں
ومن یغفر الذنوب الا اللہ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ
اور گناہ کون بخشے سوا اللہ کے اور اپنے کیے پر جان بوجھ کر اڑ نہ جائیں
اُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتُ خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
ایسوں کا بدلہ ان کے رب کی بخشش اور جنتیں ہیں جن کے نیچے نہریں رواں ہمیشہ ان میں رہیں. اور کامیوں یعنی نیک لوگوں کا کیا اچھا نیک یعنی بدلہ ہے.
قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسیروا فی الارض فانظروا کیف کان عاقبت المکذبین.
تم سے پہلے کچھ طریقے برتاؤ میں آ چکے ہیں تو زمین میں چل کر دیکھو کیسا انجام ہوا جھٹلانے والوں کا.
هذا بیان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
یہ لوگوں کو بتانا اور راہ دکھانا اور پرہیزگاروں کو نصیحت ہے.
ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وانتم الاعلون ان كنتم مؤمنين.
اور نہ سستی کرو اور نہ غم کھاؤ, تم ہی غالب آو گے اگر ایمان رکھتے ہو.
إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله.
اگر تمہیں کوئی تکلیف پہنچی تو وہ لوگ بھی ویسی ہی تکلیف پا چکے ہیں.
وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ.
اور یہ دن ہیں جن میں ہم نے لوگوں کے لیے باریاں رکھی ہیں.
وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ.
اور اس لیے کہ اللہ پہچان کرا دے ایمان والوں کی اور تم میں سے کچھ لوگوں کو شہادت کا مرتبہ دے.
وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
اور اللہ دوست نہیں رکھتا ظالموں کو.
وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقُ الْكَافِرِينَ.
اور اس لیے کہ اللہ مسلمانوں کا نکھار کر دے اور کافروں کو مٹا دے.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Hey viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning as well as hopefully every other morning. I hope you do begin your day by, when you do switch the TV on Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the morning Rise and Shine is brought to you. We always begin by listening to the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have listened to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. We are still on the third chapter, the fourth part. So this may be a little confusing for some. There are 30 parts of the glorious Quran, as we would call para. So we call them para, or some would say spara. This is what we used to say as a kid. I'm on the first para or the second spara, my dear viewers. So some would call them spara or para. But what this actually means is 30 parts. So of the glorious Quran itself, there are 30 parts of the glorious Quran, and altogether there are 114 chapters of the glorious Quran, and we are on the third chapter of the glorious Quran and the fourth part of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, well, the name of the chapter is Surah Ali Imran, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are coming towards the end of the third chapter too, inshallah, very soon. It may take this week and possibly next week too, inshallah azza wa jal. But inshallah, very soon we shall be coming towards the end of Surah Ali Imran too, which shows us, really it shows us now, what is the longest surah of the glorious Quran? What is the longest chapter of the glorious Quran? And this is Surah Al-Baqarah. And Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 ayat, 286 verses just within Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, my dear viewers, this is a beautiful lesson we learn from this. That every day, how long was it? About 5 minutes? If I'm correct, it was 5 or so minutes we will listen to the glorious Quran. And this was along with the translation. If it was just the Quran itself, we would have read, possibly, we would have listened to double that. But the Quran, along with the recitation, along with the translation, yes, the recitation, as well as the translation, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have listened to about 5 minutes we do each and every single day. And where have we come to? Alhamdulillah, it is an achievement. We have listened to two, or you could say three entire parts of the glorious Quran, and nearly three of the longest chapters. Well, Surah Al-Fatiha is one page long, but the amongst the two longest of chapters, Surah Ali Imran is 200 verses. So very, very long. Subhanallah, they are long. And if you were to read them all at once, it would feel like they're very long. And it would take us a very long time to read. Why? Because we can hardly read properly. And we read, you know, word by word, we're struggling because we've not had practice. But my dear viewers, slowly, but surely, as we would say, that if you were to take it in small steps, if you were to take it, then as some time goes by, 1 month, 2 months, look how much Alhamdulillah we have achieved. So similarly, my dear viewers, I would encourage you, advise you, that please recite the glorious Quran. Please, each and every single morning, if possible, recite the glorious Quran. Now, at first, yes, it will be difficult. Remember, you must get your pronunciation right. The phonetics, what's known as the tajweed, you must learn how to recite the Quran properly. But nevertheless, let's recite the Quran each and every single day. Practice how to recite the Quran. And yes, initially it will be difficult. It would take you, let's just say you were to take out 5 minutes of your time. Take out more if possible, but minimum 5 minutes, let's just say. Let's say you were to only take out 5 minutes, you may only get through 5 verses. You know, it's possible you're very slow and you may only get through 5 verses. But honestly, I promise you this, that remember, it is a language, isn't it? Words are repeated. So you come across the same words. It's like when you were reading English. When you were first reading, you know, you would join the letters together. You say, k-a-t, cut. And so similarly, in the Arabic language, this is how you'll do it. You'll first try to join the letters together. But now when you come across the word cut, or even in a sentence, you don't pause, do you? You read it fluently in English or whatever language it is, which is your first language, which is your preferred language. Now similarly in the Arabic language, when you give it time, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, and you read, at first you will find it difficult, but then inshallah, honestly, look, 1 week down the line, even 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month down the line, you'll realize that rather than reading 5 verses, I'm now able to read 20 or 30 verses in 5 minutes. And then it will go to 50 verses in 5 minutes. Why? Because I'm becoming fluent. Please do take out time and read the glorious Quran. خيركم, that the best of those individuals are من تعلم القرآن, he who learns, studies the glorious Quran and then teaches it to. So those who are studying the glorious Quran are amongst the best of people and then teaching it too. We should all try to, inshallah, try to act upon this hadith sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us that the best of you is he who learns and teaches the glorious Quran. So make sure you regularly read the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, we have listened to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's move to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of all mankind, the greatest of all creation, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, khairul wara, salli ala, 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 salli ala
سما رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں سروے جا پیزا حیرت نے جھنجلا کر کہا حیرت نے جھنجلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں خورشید تھا کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں ڈر تھا کہ اس یہاں کی سزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں تک سونا تجھے شب صبح تک سونا تجھے شرم نبی خوف خدا شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Subhanallah, many viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine, but do not drop my mug. Now, Alhamdulillah, yes, many viewers, today we do have another topic. What is today's topic? Each and every single day, Subhanallah, we do have a new topic. For those of us that regularly watch, they would be aware we have a daily reminder, a daily hadith sharif. Now, we've got a beautiful topic, and this is for people all around the world. This is for people everywhere, and it doesn't apply to specific individuals or people or nations more than others, no. Because this is, well, what is today's topic? Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking a little about patience. Patience, my dear viewers. Now, each and everything, and we all understand, we've heard of sabr, and many people always mention sabr-e jameel. We've all heard of it. Sabr-e Jameel. Well, what is Jameel? What is this Sabr-e Jameel? Inshallah, maybe, hopefully, if I do remember, I hope I do not forget, but inshallah, we shall come across that too. Now, my dear viewers, patience is something which everybody requires. Some people will think that in this country, in the Western world, people are happy. In these countries, people are sad, mostly sad. It does not work like that. And why people think, because in the Western countries, people are more wealthy. That people are more wealthy. That what worries do they have? They're buzzing. They're chilling. Whatever they want to do, they've got the money to do it. And this is people's mindset. This is how some people think. They think that in these countries, everybody is richer. In these countries, or let's just say everybody wants to be rich. So they think that these people who are rich, they're all happy. One thing we all must understand is that we are humans. Yes, Alhamdulillah, for those, yes, if you're not sure you're human, I'm telling you, you're human. Some people will be thinking, obviously I know I am a human, what are you telling me? But dear viewers, being humans, it is part of the nature of humans for them to sometimes be sad, emotions, sometimes be sad, sometimes be happy. A person is not always happy. Happiness comes after sadness, and sadness comes after happiness. Meaning a person becomes happy, then he becomes sad, and then he becomes happy, and then he becomes sad. Because different throughout the many stages of our life, we face many difficulties. And some may think, no, if a person is rich, you know, he's got nothing to worry about. No, remember, money, yes, it can buy a house, but it cannot buy a home. It can buy a bed. It can buy, you know, the best or most luxurious of beds. But it cannot buy sleep, good sleep. Money can buy what? Yes, money can in a way buy happiness. Some people say money cannot buy happiness. Yes, money can buy happiness. Because, you know, you'll possibly purchase something, or with money you'll be able to do something which will bring you happiness. But that happiness is temporary. Money can buy you happiness. But that happiness is very short. Money cannot buy you satisfaction. Money cannot buy you contentment. This is the difference. There's a difference between happiness and contentment. There's a difference between happiness and complete satisfaction, complete contentment. This is something which money cannot buy. Money can buy, what would you say, colleagues possibly, but it cannot buy you true friends. It cannot buy you brothers. This is very important. Money, remember, money can never buy you brothers, my dear viewers. So those, if there are brothers, if there are relatives, if there are friends, true friends, who have split up and the reason for them to split is due to money, then please do reconsider. Reconsider this. Money is something which does come and go. Friendship, true friendship, brotherhood, having brothers, this is not something, you cannot get another brother. You cannot pay to get another one of your brothers, no, another one of your sisters. No, this does not happen. But coming back to, you know, leaving money to, well, we can't leave money to a side. Allahu Akbar, who does leave money to a side? But think about it, my dear viewers, and remember that money does not bring about true happiness as we would think happiness. Yes, temporary happiness it does. But true happiness, money does not bring this. Do not think that these people are, you know, these people may be rich and they're always happy. This never takes place. And sometimes what we do, and one of the reasons why we think this, is the social media. Social media. It said that 80% of the people, when they are sad, they'll take out their phone because they're feeling a bit sad. And they'll watch others on social media. What's the reason they will take out their phone? To bring about some sort of happiness. So they will take out their social media, whatever social media platform they are on, and they will look at it, and after a few minutes or so, they may put it back in their pocket. Now, when they put that phone back in their pocket, then it said that 80% of the people are even more sad. They become even more worried or even more anxious than when they first took their phone out of their pocket. Why? Because they see that everybody else is smiling. Everyone smiles for the camera. Smile for the picture. Say cheese. This is what we say in England. I don't know what people would say around the world. But in England, why did I say cheese? Some people may be confused. In England, my dear viewers, when somebody is taking a picture, you would say to everyone, say cheese. And by saying cheese, it brings about a smile. So everybody's smiling for the picture. Now, when somebody's smiling for the picture, it looks like that person is happy. So all you see is this person is happy. But in actual fact, he's possibly, you know, going through a million, you know, hardships. He's possibly suffering from anxiety. He may be depressed. But we think, no, them people are happy. And this makes us sad. Why? Because we think everybody's happy. It's only me that's sad. And this is what leads to depression, etc., my dear viewers. But today's topic today is patience. It's patience. Everybody has those moments where they're sometimes sad. Everybody has those moments when they are happy. Remember, money does not bring happiness. I remember once I was walking in Karachi in Pakistan. And we went towards the back streets. We were going to the shop and we went towards the back streets. And I saw there that there were young children. And there was, when I say puddles, my dear viewers, when we think of puddles, we think of the puddles which we'll have, meaning there's just rainwater, right? There's rainwater, the street is clean. It doesn't matter, you just step to the side. But even if you were to step on it, the only worry you have is that the water will reach your feet. This is the only worry we have. No, I'm not referring to this. I'm referring to a dirty, dirty water, where that water, you cannot see through it. You cannot see through that water, and there's huge amounts of water. And I saw young kids, they were close to naked, and they were just running about in that water, and they were happy. Really, they were happy. When I was walking, I was worried. I was lifting up my jubbah. Thought, you know, I'm wearing a white jubbah. I don't wish to dirty. But I thought to myself, really, I thought to myself, that look at our kids. You know, look at some of our kids. What do they require? They require one toy. You buy them one toy. And then they need another toy. And then they need another. And then they think, no, I want a mobile phone. I want a tablet. I want this, I want that, and then I will be happy. If they were together, then let's just say a month down the line, that's it, they want something else. My dear viewers, what we must remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people happiness. I was thinking, look at these children. Look at these children here. Look how happy they were. Honestly, if you were to see the smiles, the laughs, you know, on their faces, those smiles, my dear viewers. How they were playing with each other, they were possibly throwing water at each other. And we would think, just generally we would think, what are you doing? But no. Kids in some places, they require the best and latest technology to keep them happy. But how long does that keep them happy for? And there are other kids around the world who are playing in water. That water which is we would consider to be really dirty generally. Why? Because there's sand on the floor, there's dust, etc., etc. But those children were so happy. And I thought to myself, subhanAllah, Really, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives happiness. Whether you have to spend £1 million to gain some sort of happiness, you don't need to spend anything sometimes. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants us happiness. So my dear viewers, remember, it is part of our belief that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us happiness. There are many occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us happiness. And sometimes we are sad, sometimes we are anxious, we are feeling despondent even, you know, we think there is no hope, we have nothing left. I would like to mention the story of one Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, a great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was extremely rich. He was really rich. What is riches? What are riches? Riches, one, wealth. Yes, he had the wealth. In them days, it didn't used to be paper. No, in them days, wealth would be cattle. Even nowadays, cattle does constitute wealth. So he had so much cattle, so many fields, so many lands, fertile land, everything he wished. He had everything. He had many children. This, yes, children are also wealth, my dear viewers. He had many children too. Now, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he had everything. He would always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan, remember, it is a job of the shaitan to trick people, to try to lead people astray. Now do remember, each and every single prophet is ma'asum, he is completely sinless. But the shaitan does nevertheless try. He tries to destroy people, he tries to take people away from Jannah, tries to lead people astray. The shaitan says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, you have granted your prophet Ayyub, you have granted him so much. He has wealth, he has so much wealth, he has all of these fertile lands, he has so many children, he has all of these houses, he has so much. Ya Allah, the shaitan saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, maybe if he didn't have this, he wouldn't praise you so much. He wouldn't glorify you so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no matter what his situation is, he will always glorify me. No matter what his condition is, he will always glorify me. Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people. And inshallah, we shall come back to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people, my dear viewers. And he tested Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. The prophets, the greatest of people, are given the greatest of tests. And the prophets were the greatest of people. How was Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam tested? Let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we shall learn and hear about this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we will learn about the blessings and excellences of remaining in the state of wudu. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that few arifin, rahimahumullahu al-mubin, said, arifin are those individuals, those they are aware of the secrets and have the recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That the one who remains in the state of wudu, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants 7 excellences to that person. Number 1, angels are inclined to get his company. Number 2, pen keeps on writing good deeds for him. Number 3, his body parts do tasbih of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number 4, he will not miss his takbir-e-ula, first takbir of jana'at. Number 5, when he will sleep, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will send few angels who will protect him from the evils of jinnat and insan, humans and jinns, subhanallah. And at the time of death, he will have ease in the pains of death. And number 7, he will be under the protection of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala until or unless he will remain in the state of wudu. Subhanallah. What great blessings they have been mentioned by Arifin. Subhanallah. I make this intention, inshallah, I will remain in the state of wudu. You make this intention that inshallah, you will also remain most part of the day in the state of wudu. It is also one of the madani in Amat given by Amir of Ahle Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. And on Rise and Shine, my dear viewers, each and every single day we have a daily reminder. MashaAllah, that was our respected Rizwan Bhai. We had our daily reminder. I was speaking about the Prophet Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam was given a test. The greatest of people are given the greatest of tests, the most difficult of tests. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, what happened? His house, or the house in which some of his family members lived, his children lived, it fell down and they passed away. Allahu Akbar, this is not a minor test, no. They all passed away. He lost his family. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam began to continue to glorify, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in plan. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he lost his cattle, his fields were destroyed, but he remained happy, he remained satisfied. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, his health was very good, but then suddenly he began to deteriorate, you can say. He was, you know, he began to have spots, boils on his body. All over his body, he became weakened. He became weakened, my dear viewers. No, he wasn't suffering from leprosy or anything like this. Things which are, you know, you'd say repellents, things which people would dislike really and would make people afraid. No, he's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he suffered from an illness, my dear viewers. And this harmed him, this hurt him. He was in pain, he was in difficulty. And this was not only for a few minutes, no, this was days, months, some years past. But yet, no matter what it was, no matter what the situation, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam remained patient. Yes, he remained patient. He continued to glorify. He remained satisfied. Truly satisfied. Why? Because he knew that this is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for me, I am happy, I am satisfied with this. Allahu Akbar. He lost his children, he lost his wealth, he lost everything, his own health began to decline. But yet, he continued to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now many people out there, they would be suffering from some sort of anxiety. Some people depressed, they say, I am depressed. Remember, things like this we shouldn't say because it increases psychologically, it worsens things. It worsens a person's mental ability. By saying, I am depressed, I am anxious, etc. No, same thing as yourself. Yes, I am happy, alhamdulillah. I am blessed. Look at all the blessings I have in life. There are people who are not able to walk. They do not have two legs. I, subhanAllah, have two legs. Some people, they may even have two legs, but they can't walk on those legs. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to walk. Some people are not able to breathe without some sort of machinery. I'm able to breathe. Some people are not able to hear without any aid, I am able to hear. Some people are blind, I am able to see. Some people, they suffer from constant migraines. I had one migraine, so what?
Some people do not have two hands. I have two hands. Some people are not able to use these two hands. They're not able to use it to pick things up. You know, they're suffering from all sorts of illnesses, all sorts of problems. Some people are not able to drink. Bismillah, I've got an excuse to drink. Alhamdulillah. Some people are not able to drink really. I am able to drink. Yes, when some people drink, it goes through the esophagus and this, I think the other one, I can't remember what it's called, maybe the trachea, but it goes down the wrong pipe. And it goes towards the lungs, where the oxygen is supposed to go through. Some people are not able to drink, no. They have to use tubes, they have to attach those to the stomach. People are suffering through so many difficulties. But alhamdulillah, look at me, alhamdulillah, look at us, look at yourself. I need to look at myself. Some people are suffering through so many problems. Alhamdulillah, look at all the blessings I have. Think about it, I have so many blessings. Alhamdulillah. So if I was to suffer through some sort of difficulty, look at Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. He lost his children. He lost his entire family. He lost his wealth. He lost everything. But yet, even his own health declined. But yet, he was thankful. He was appreciative. He glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continued to recite, continued to say, Alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned, Alhamdulillah. This too should be our words. When we wake up, we say Alhamdulillah. Before we go to sleep, for everything we have been given, we should say Alhamdulillah. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he suffered through all of these difficulties, but he remained steadfast. This was his test. And it wasn't only for a few moments, it was a quick test. No. Years had passed. But then he was given the good news that I have tested you. He was tested. And he was successful. He remained steadfast. And for this, he shall be rewarded. What was his reward? Everything shall be granted back to him. He was told to kick the floor, to press his heel against the floor, and water came gushing out. And he was ordered to wash himself in that water, and all of the, you could say that disease, whatever apparent marks there were, all of it immediately disappeared. His inner illness, he was told again to kick the floor, to drink that water, and he was completely healed. His children were given back to him. His land, his fertile lands were given back to him. His cattle was given back to him. My dear viewers, we do suffer through difficulties. But remember, after hardship, there is ease, inshallah. We must remember, what is our hardship? And inshallah, we'll talk through a few of these, inshallah. First, let's listen to our daily hadith sharif, inshallah. Remember, this is the hadith sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does hadith sharif mean? It means a saying. Well, for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, technically it could mean saying, it could mean his action, his blessed action, or it could be that something took place in front of him and he approved of it. These all constitute the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. So let's listen to a hadith sharif of, now we listen to quotes of different people, but this is a quote of the greatest of all people, the greatest of all mankind, he for whom the entire world was created, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in Tirmizi Sharif, At-tajiru as-saduqul aminu ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada, that the businessman who is truthful and trustworthy, he will be with the Prophets alayhim as-salam, the Siddiqeen, the highest ranking awliya Allah, and the martyrs of Islam, the shuhada. Now there are so many countless lessons that we can learn from this. Alhamdulillah, there is a great number of Muslims today who are involved in trade, in business. They try to earn a halal, lawful sustenance. But the question is, have we got the knowledge to ensure that whenever we are carrying out transactions, whenever we are doing business deals, that we can save ourselves, protect ourselves from doing something unlawful? So do we know those rules? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he used to say that only a faqih, a jurist, should come to our marketplace. Now why is this? Usury, interest. When people do not know about Islamic teachings, when they get involved in tijara, in business, they hear that tijarat, there's a lot of blessings in it. It's the way of the Anbiya alayhim salam, and it's something commendable, praiseworthy. But they forget that there's a big responsibility that comes with that. When you go to the marketplace, when you are selling anything, you need to know, does Islam accept this way of selling? Am I allowed to put this condition on? Am I allowed to say this while selling? What are the usul, the principles of transaction and trade? So there are so many people who dive into this field because they want to make money, because they want to make a quick pound. And because of this, they end up falling into countless sins. So respected viewers, if we are amongst those people who are in the field of trade, business, or we are aspiring businessmen, we are someone who wants to come into this field, then first of all, we must learn the knowledge. And instead of becoming the businessman who is truthful, trustworthy, and who will be the Anbiya alayhi wassalam, the Siddiq and Shuhada, we could be someone who ends up with the wrongdoers. Why? Because we haven't learned, we haven't backed ourselves with knowledge. And so this is a humble request. Learn before you act.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I was speaking about Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything was given back to him. This was his reward for remaining patient. Now think about us, my dear viewers. Think about us. And subhanAllah, I've been told that our guest has also joined us. Let's inshallah move to our beautiful guest today. Our guest is from Birmingham, and this is our respected Abdul Hanan bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, patience, Abdul Hanan bhai, there are many stories, etc. But what I would like to ask from yourself is true life experiences, things which people will experience each and every single day. So there may be kids who are going to school, that are going to madrasa. What difficulties, what struggles may they face, and how should they be patient? I did just randomly put it on you, Abdul Hanan bhai. You can feel free to share anything you wish, or you can expand on this if you like.
I do that anyway, but so I'm quite used to it, so don't worry about it.
I was just thinking the same aloud.
You know, mashallah, it's good that you brought it up in this way. What I had in mind was I wanted to speak about is, there's different types of patient. There's a patient to be patient upon something one-off. You know, something just happens and that's it, you know. Mm. And then it finishes, right? You know, you have something which, an incident, for an example, it's just a one-off thing. It's not constant. But what you're talking
about, you said, for example, what's the example?
Example is, look, you bump into something, right? Or you just trip.
You bump into a lamppost. I'm looking at something, I'm saying hi, and I hit into the lamppost. Allah,
right. It's someone bumps into you, really. It's just a one-off thing to be patient over. It's not constant, if you know what I mean. Where a constant patient is, especially what you mentioned regarding kids, school, madrasa, this could be a place where you are tested on the same thing over and over again. Sometimes a person has to be patient upon someone, what you call it, basically, you know, picking on them constantly, especially with children. Sometimes they can be picked on, and you know, someone has to go through a wave of patience. And you know, over time, how you react with it, it's what makes a difference. Obviously, in the situation, in that type of situation, one should inform others. It's not that one be patient and stays like that and gets bullied or whatever, but one should inform others. But I'm just talking about the continuous effect of someone upon you, and then being patient over that. Sometimes it could be from a teacher's point of view. Teacher keeps on picking on you and keeps on asking you the questions, and you might be thinking, is it only me that the teacher's got to keep on asking?
You think the teacher's always picking on me?
So, you know, patience in that way, a continuous patience, it's always difficult. Why? Because there's always a chance the person may bust out one day. He might lose it because he's fed up with being. He's fed up of being in that position, and you will always see that.
As a teacher, Abdul Hanan Bhai, I have, just in regards to what you've said, I have, alhamdulillah, my own experience, having taught for, mashallah, some time. When teachers pick on some children, now I'm not saying this is with every teacher. Some teachers may have ill intentions. And yes, it may be that your teacher is actually picking on you. He's just trying to embarrass you. Maybe, this may be true. But I would say majority of the times why a teacher picks out a particular student, there are different reasons. One could be, for example, I would do it myself, that if I think a person is not paying attention, I will choose them. I won't say pay attention, but I'll ask them the question, or I'll hint towards them, or I'll say, yes, have you understood this, etc., etc. For example, if it's Abdul Hanan Bhai, and look, you can look at his picture on the screen, mashallah, beautiful picture. But he's not looking right at us. He's looking, his attention is elsewhere. So I would say, and this is how it is, Abdul Hanan Bhai. You got that? Just to get your attention. So it's not always that a teacher is, you know, picking somebody out. And sometimes they may think that, yes, in order for them to gain more of an understanding, why? Because if my name has been called out, immediately whatever I was doing, my attention is going back to the teacher. So it is the teacher's job to always have the attention of the students and use whatever methods, without harming somebody, without offending somebody, to use what sort of or any sort of method at their disposal, inshallah, to gain those students' attention. Because you see, Abdul Hanan, but our attention span is very, very small in comparison to what is supposed to be like. You see, because we are used to watching television, to watching cartoons, to watching movies, to watching all of these things. So, and these things have been created to grab our attention, to always keep us. Have you seen how children, they're stuck to the TV, their attention is always with the TV, and millions of pounds have been put into these things in order to grab a person's attention and to keep the attention. Now, when a teacher is teaching, he cannot have Allah, he cannot have all those sound effects, and you know, the quickness, the speed, the change in cameras, etc., which technology does. So a person, now our attention spans have dropped, really. From there, they've gone all the way down. They are very, very low. And this is just an example of a teacher. And alhamdulillah, because I am a teacher, this is just some experience I have, Abdul Hanan Bhai. But yes, as students, they do suffer. Sometimes they do suffer. Sometimes students, and it said so much, although people may think that due to education, there's less anxiety and depression. No, this has increased. Why? Because of the stress put on kids. They are so worried about the exams, people are committing suicide. Jabdal Hanan Bhai.
Parents having their children at home for this continuous period of time, I think they need to play a great patient role.
It requires patience, huh?
Really have sabr upon them. Because children, at the end of the day, what you got to see, Shabazz Bhai, is children, they will play around, they will, you know, they will break things, they will do all this. And, you know, sometimes I see with my children that it's constantly, and sometimes you get used to it. Or sometimes you have this one child, he has to trip, he has to knock something over again and again and again. But at that time, for a parent, we need to be patient and just really, you know, just take it easy with them. They are children at the end of the day. And inshallah, this our patience with our children, this is also a way of earning a reward as well.
MashaAllah. Abdul Hanan Bhai, subhanAllah, yes, children at home, parents, children at school need to be patient, but your parents too, so children and parents, it's brilliant that you pointed both out. We're not just, you know, some people may be thinking, and some children would be thinking that we're picking on them now. Allahu Akbar, it's brilliant you pointed out the parents too. Abdul Hanan, by inshallah, any final message?
The last point of patience, I just want to leave you with, and I'll let you deal with that, is the patience of a husband with a wife, and the wife with the husband.
Domestic abuse is increasing so much.
People are home and, you know, coming across each other. Families at this moment really need to be patient with each other, because we're spending a lot more time with them. We're seeing a lot more of their mistakes. We're seeing, you know, a lot more happening. And people are getting irritated just by sitting at home, Shabazz, and you know, we're in a difficult time. And this is a time of patience. This is a time of relaxing yourself. And I would advise the viewers, continue watching Madani channel. Continue seeking the knowledge of these sort of things. Alhamdulillah, the beauty of Madani channel is keeps on reminding us of these things, the waqiyas of the awliya, the pious people of Allah. And it's easing us up. It's making us relax. You know, it's overcoming our tensions in this time, in this difficult time. So study the knowledge of deen. Read the waqiyas of the awliya. You'll find how patient they were. Inshallah, through that we'll gain a lot, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Abdul Hanan, by jazakallahu khairah for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, inshallah, and grant you patience, inshallah, with your kids too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
My dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, that was our respected Abdul Hanan bhai from Birmingham, speaking about, yes, children, speaking about parents, and more importantly, also spouses, husband and wife. Domestic abuse has increased so much. People are harming others. Now, you're not allowed to harm another person. You are not. You're not allowed to harm others, my dear viewers. Please be careful, especially with these things, and be patient too. For those who are being harmed, if it is necessary for you to inform others, inform others. If you know, if it is getting to such a level where it's becoming a problem, then please do. And alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us, you know, there is a method of doing so, and please do go through that process. Speak to a scholar, alhamdulillah, within the deen we have solutions for everything. Let's quickly move to our pocket, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A snake catcher used to remain eager in search of new and poisonous snakes in the jungles, the mountains, and the deserts. Once, in extreme cold weather, he was searching for snakes in the mountains. He came across a very big snake that was not moving. The snake catcher thought, perhaps the snake is dead. He then thought to himself, if I somehow take this dead snake back to the city, then a large crowd will come to see it. By the people gathering there, I will earn a lot of money. He then dragged the snake back to the city with a lot of difficulty. In short, this achievement of the snake catcher was widely spread across the city. Whoever had come to know that the snake catcher had brought such a giant snake left all of their tasks just to come and see the snake. This way, a large crowd of people gathered. Due to the cold, the body of the snake had numbed, due to which it had looked as if the snake was dead. However, due to the warmth of the crowd and the sunlight, a movement took place in the body of the snake and it started slithering. Seeing this, people had become terrified. When the snake had opened its mouth, then all the people ran away, being frightened. Seeing this made the snake catcher tremble with fear. He said in his heart, what have I done? What trouble have I brought with me? I called for my own death with my own hands. He still had not run yet, and the snake, he opened his mouth and attacked him. Lesson. Dear children, did you see the harm of the greed for wealth? Sometimes the love of wealth makes a person blind and makes him do such things that prove to be very harmful to him. Love of knowledge and its desire is the essence of every virtuous deed, whereas the love of wealth and its desires is the root of every evil. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given authority over knowledge, wealth, and kingship. Sayyidina Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam chose knowledge. So, as well as knowledge, he was blessed with wealth and kingship.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. Mashallah, we did have our guest from Birmingham, not very far from here. But now, mashallah, we have another guest. And this person is from Central Africa. Now, mashallah, I think if I'm correct, their teacher is the one who is joining us. But nevertheless, somebody who, mashallah, is a, well, mashallah, a beautiful personality, again, from Malawi. He's the responsible brother of Malawi. And this is none other than our respected Maulana Usman Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, respected Maulana Usman Sahib, how are you? I hope you are well.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Usman, by today we are speaking about patience. What would you say about it? There are many things to be honest. I had many things on my mind, but because of time, I was limited as to what I could speak about. But I'll just leave it open to yourself, Usman, by patience.
Patience, Shahbaz bhai, is a very important topic, especially these days on what the situations are. And overall as well, if we see the teachings in the Quran and Majeed and the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sabr salah, they come along every now and then. Yeah. And we have been taught this, that we should make sabr and be happy on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what the circumstances may be. Mm-hmm. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. That we take help from sabr and salah, and Allah ta'ala is with those who practice sabr. So sabr is something that when something happens contrary to our wish, our desire, or the way we wanted it to happen, and we do not retaliate on that, and we accept the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens at times is a person will do whatever he wants. How did this happen? How did that happen? And why did you do this? Why did you do that? At the end, when 2-3 people come, brother, have sabr. Calm down, man. Calm down. He says, I'm calm down. I'm doing sabr. What else can I do? So you have done everything. And now you're saying, what else can I do? So sabr is that very first instance when a person is getting annoyed, irritated, or he's becoming angry, and he, you know, controls himself at that very instance and says, I'm happy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we have that beautiful waqia also. We have heard over and over again that a husband makes sabr on the wife's food, that the wife has put more salt or less salt. I'm forgetting maybe. So he makes sabr and he gets forgiven because of this, thinking that today, let me forgive her. Because I make so many mistakes, my Rabb Azza wa Jal forgives me. Okay. Let me forgive her. Allah Ta'ala will forgive me, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala really forgives that person. So we should make sabr, no matter what the circumstances may be. Because if we say, main acche ke saath achha hun, bure ke saath bura hun. I'm good with those who are good with me, and I'm bad with those who are bad with me. Then what's the difference between us and animals? You know, even if you pet a cat nicely, the cat will not attack you. But if you attack the cat will attack back at you. So we are not animals. We are sahibul akal. We have intellect, and we have the commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a teacher or a parent shouts at the child or tries to discipline the child, that is not out of, you can say that he's become impatient, or the teacher does not have sabr, or the parent does not have sabr. That actually is sabr. If there was not sabr, the teachers would be whacking you. So that is sabr actually. They are just trying to discipline you so you can become gentlemen of tomorrow. You can become good grown-ups of tomorrow and not hooligans on the streets.
Inshallah, mashallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless you. To be honest, we are running out of time, Usman bhai. Mashallah, may Allah ta'ala protect you too, protect your family. If there is anybody suffering from any illness, from your own family, from those, any of the rest of the viewers, I pray that Allah Ta'ala grant them all complete shifa. And in fact, this is from sabr too, that if you were to be inflicted with any sort of illness or disease, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that when I love my servant, I inflict a hardship upon them. This could be an illness, this could be a disease. Why? Because this is a means of a person's forgiveness. So that a person, when he comes to meet me on the day of judgment, when you are brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may be free from sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant you entrance in Jannah. So please do remember, if you are suffering from illness or a disease, please do remain patient. Jazakallahu khaira, mashallah, Usman bhai, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Barakallah for joining us. It's been some time. I hope you can join us again very soon, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My dear viewers of Madani, inshallah, was our respected and honorable, mashallah, Maulana Usman Madani Sahib from Central Africa. Now, just remember, what is Sabri Jameel? I did say I will mention what Sabri Jameel is. Sabri Jameel, my dear viewers, it's such patience that a person, if he was to look at the person who has adopted this patience, he wouldn't be able to tell that this person has some sort of, there's nothing showing on the countenance, on the face of this person, no distress or anything. Nothing, my dear viewers. For example, if I had a headache, now some people have got a headache, oh, my head's killing me. You know, every other mother, oh, my head is killing me. This is what they'll do, my neck's hurting, and they'll add a bit of, and this sort of happens. Sometimes it's real, subhanAllah. But sometimes they're showing it, my dear viewers. Sabri Jameel is such patience that I hide it. A person cannot even tell I have a headache. A person cannot even tell I have a headache. This, my dear viewers, is what Sabri Jameel is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Sabri Jameel. Now that's all for now. Continue to send. Please do this for everybody. Please do recite at least 313 times. Please recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simply say sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is two. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's four, my dear viewers. You can just say sallallahu alaihi wasallam on its own. Even this is Durood Sharif. Try to read it at least 313 times. That's your job for today. And please do continue watching Madani channel. Inshallah, we shall be returning. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.